Good day, weekend.
Easy for you to say.
Yeah, maybe not. The Good Day Weekend program continues, and that's the voice of Phil Lempert, who is the supermarket guru. We have lots of things to talk about. The supermarket is his home. His wife is wondering when he's coming home, as a matter of fact.
I'm in aisle five.
Aisle five. I was actually in aisle three yesterday. I went to a Target store. This is really amazing. I don't know how much time you spend in some of these other big stores, the big sort of super box stores. I went to buy a couple of pairs of work pants, and out of the corner of my eye, I saw some fruit and vegetables. Mm-hmm. So I just went over to see what it was all about, because this time of year, I'm eating a lot out of my garden, and I don't really have much need for anything other than fruit, because I want to, you know, not all of it's available here right now. So I went over there, and I found a supermarket. I didn't realize, I had the slightest idea that Target basically had a supermarket. I know they compete a lot with Walmart, and Walmart has a supermarket. And so I'm looking around, and they have pretty much everything, but it's all kind of plastic-looking. Do you know what I mean?
I disagree. Target has done a great job. You know, actually about 2 years ago, they started to redo their food offerings. Yeah. And their Archer Farms private label, if you would, is exceptional. Their private label products are among the best in the country, and their food is terrific. Now, I haven't been to the one by you, but typically those Targets that have redone, and when they've redone it, they've actually moved to the food offerings to the front of the store.
Yeah, it's off to the side, so the right-hand side, yeah.
And they've done a phenomenal job. In fact, Target and Walmart both have really made commitments when it comes to produce, far exceeding what Safeway or Vons or Kroger or anybody else has done. And they're trying to get the best produce out there. They're both working with farmers, and they're actually helping farmers with their purchasing, with training, with everything that they can do.
So in what way are they helping? What are they financially supporting them, really?
For example, Walmart has a program that they'll actually lend money or give money to farmers, lending it at very low interest rates, much less than a bank would be. Mm-hmm. They also have helped them. If you had to buy a tractor, for example, and you're one of their sources of supply, they will help you buy that tractor at the same price that Walmart would pay for it, not that, you know, an individual farmer would have to pay for it. And they've really done a lot of education, training programs, how to run a business, if you would, how to take waste out of the system. Now, in return, you know, you commit that you're going to give them, you know, all your produce.
All right, so in what form is this? It has to be a large, unless they're doing it locally or regionally, and what form, like I have my little store here, and we're going to make our own cheeses.
Right.
And we think the cheese is going to be a good retail. People are just crazy about cheese for some reason or another. Is this the, I mean, Whole Foods does this to a certain extent. Whole Foods came to me and they wanted to take over the production. They wanted to pay me to produce milk for them versus where it was going. But the amount of money that I would make in addition to what I would do for just selling wholesale didn't come close to what I could get for selling, you know, the store milk in my store.
Right.
So I didn't do it. Is this the kind of relationship you're talking about?
No. Basically, what it'll do, it'll be done on a local basis. They really want local produce. Mm-hmm. They'll come to you and they'll say, okay, how many tomatoes, are you going to grow this year? Mm-hmm. And you're going to say, I'm going to grow, 100,000 bushels. And they're going to say, okay, you know, we'll commit to that for you. And then they'll start looking at if you need more money, if you need more equipment, whatever, to make you money and really to get them a great source of supply. What they really want to do is take out the middleman.
Yeah.
So they're working directly with the farmer. So the farmer gets more money and Walmart gets a cheaper price.
Right. So the local Walmart, there are probably four or five here fairly close to me. They'd go, I'm just trying to think of there are half a dozen farmers, but they're selling pretty much everything that they can make on their own retail platform. Mm-hmm. So why would they make a deal with Walmart? Would they be successful, or would they find somebody? I mean, there's not that much land around. They're trying to sort of probe into.
Well, it's not done on a store level. It's done on a corporate level.
Yeah.
So, you know, the corporate produce buyers are the ones who make the deals.
Mm-hmm.
And frankly, you know, if you have a choice of selling it yourself in your own store or selling to Walmart, you'll probably in the long term make more money selling to Walmart than you would in your own store, because you've got the staffing, you've got waste, you've got, you know, all that whole operation.
Mm-hmm.
And also with Walmart's education and their empowerment, you're going to become a more efficient producer. And you'll make more money producing as well.
Hmm. Interesting. How do they, the thing that I would worry about, given Walmart's reputation or stores like that that are so big, is they want to control you and own you.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah.
So, that's the deal. That's the deal that you make. It says, okay,
so give me a check, you buy everything, and I'll work for you.
Well,
that's what some people would say, anyway.
Yeah. I mean, you know, from a farming standpoint, there are some people who really want to know that day in and day out they're going to sell their products.
Absolutely.
They're going to make a fair living.
Yep.
And, you know, and that's fine versus worrying about, you know, what's going to happen if nobody buys it and so on.
Right. Or there's bad weather, yada, yada, things like
Absolutely.
That. Okay. Very instructive. That's interesting. I bet a lot of you didn't know that. That's why we have Phil Lembert here to coordinate and coagulate and be
coagulate?
The inspiration. Yeah, you are the inspiration for all of this. Speaking of that, what do we have on the docket today as far as information, outside info that will be important for us to know?
Well, we have two very interesting guests today. Number one, there's a new program out called Healthy Dining. And this is a group of registered dietitians who's working with the National Restaurant Association. And what they're trying to do is give healthier kids foods on the menus. So you can go out with your kids and it's not just, oh, French fries and mac and cheese and so on, but just offering healthy ones. And then what we're going to do is we're going to talk to somebody from Save-A-Lot. Now, Save-A-Lot stores, they're not throughout the whole country. There's only about 2,400 of them. So many of our listeners might not be familiar with them. But basically, the way Save-A-Lot operates, these are no-frill stores. They're smaller than you would expect. And then only about, I think it's 30% of their products are products that are there day in and day out. The other 60 to 70% are what's called opportunistic buys. So they will work with a manufacturer, let's say it's Kraft cheese, and Kraft changes its packaging.
Mm-hmm.
So what do? They sell it to Save-A-Lot much less expensive than they would sell it to Safeway or Kroger. And just to get rid of that product, it's still good, it's still fresh, within code, it's just, you know, they want to dump it. And Save-A-Lot then sells it at, you know, ridiculous prices. And certainly in the past 3 years with what's gone on with the economy, more and more people are going to Save-A-Lot. It used to be people, you know, with the broken down Buicks.
Yeah.
Now you go to a Save-A-Lot parking lot, you're seeing Mercedes, you're seeing Cadillacs,
Woo-hoo.
You're seeing everybody.
Got to save money to pay that payment on the Cadillac.
Exactly.
So why not? All right, that's up and coming in this hour. Good day weekend. Phil Lembert is the supermarket guru. You blogged earlier in the month about July being ice cream month. You know that I'm as much of an, I don't know, expert probably isn't there. I have a great mouth and taste. I'm a connoisseur of ice cream. And the fact that I sell it on my farm store and the quality is up to my standards. And I don't say that to sound like a jerk. I just think there's good ice cream, there's really good ice cream, and there's really bad ice cream.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah.
I agree with that.
So what has happened during ice cream month that is of interest and importance other than we're acknowledging it? It's not a part now anymore of Dairy Month. June is Dairy Month, but ice cream gets its own month.
Well, Ronald Reagan, actually, when he was president, you know, declared Ice Cream Day, which I think is the second Sunday of July, and then declared, you know, July being Ice Cream Month. So it's official.
Mm.
It's not made up.
No. What's the best ice, the best in terms of your preference for brands and your flavor? Where are you on both of those?
Well, it depends. You know, Grater's out of Cincinnati is a fabulous ice cream, one of the best in the country.
Yeah.
But it's not available, you know, everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, if I'm talking about supermarket brands, I really like the new Häagen-Dazs 5 that came out a couple years ago. It just has five simple ingredients in it.
Really?
So I like that. And then as far as flavor goes, I've got to tell you, growing up in New Jersey, I was near a Carvel store.
Mm-hmm.
And the Carvel store, I didn't like the soft ice cream, but they had fabulous flavors that would come in and out based on, you know, the time of year. So this time of year, it was peppermint stick that I would love. So peppermint stick, cherry vanilla is always a favorite,
mm-hmm.
pumpkin ice cream, and black licorice ice cream.
Yeah. Carvel's ice cream, the quality of it's not very good, but it's very popular because of the way they marketed it. And that's the,
absolutely.
You know, when you being the expert that you are in this, you have to be a marketing expert in order to be successful in this business. It's how you sell it, not necessarily what you sell.
And it was all about Tom Carvel and, you know, what was it, Whoopi the Whale or somebody the Whale? And the brilliance of Tom Carvel, if you remember those commercials, is it wasn't just him. He would get on the air in those, you know, horribly shot commercials with someone who owned the franchise.
Yeah.
So, you know, there would be Matilda, who owns the franchise in Bayside, Queens, and oh, here, buy Whoopi the Whale, and hey, Matilda, say hello to everybody. Hi, I'm Matilda. Come to my store. And he really made the franchisees feel like stars, and they made a lot of money because the markup on ice cream is phenomenal.
Yeah, right. It is. I will say that. What you sell, in my instance, we get about three times what the wholesale cost is in terms, and I'm very reasonable in terms of what I charge, but what it costs me for the ingredients, some of them are mine, some of them are this guy's who put it together, it's about three times.
Mm-hmm.
But for whatever the reason, it's it covers the overhead in running a place like that is something not to be trifled with either. Yeah, there are all kinds of special things you got to do in order to make the keep the ice cream at the right temperature. It's just a lot of little things that you might not
absolutely
think go into.
And then cover it over, you know, at night, make sure that, you know, it doesn't form any ice crystals.
Yeah.
You know, when I was in high school, I worked at Howard Johnson's.
Really?
On the Garden
Landmark
Street
for Hungry Americans.
Yeah.
Howard Johnson's. How bad is it that I remember that?
Very bad.
Man, sorry.
But, you know, Howard Johnson's would make money on three things.
Mm-hmm.
Their ice cream, that they were known for, and they had two different size scoops. And if you think back, they had a, you know, like a triangular scoop and then a round scoop.
Mm-hmm.
But they would watch, the managers would be nuts to make sure that you don't give too much ice cream, because that's where their profit was.
Right.
And then French fries, we had to give seven French fries. That was it. And then the clams. And that's where they made all their money. And, you know, those were the big, thick French fries when McDonald's was selling the thin French fries.
Yeah, and there for clams, there was a Howard Johnson's down on Route 128 south of me, and I remember going out of my way for exactly those three things. When I first got my license, probably teens and early 20s, I would go out of my way to get some clams, fries, and a frap.
Yep.
From Howard Johnson's, because the ice cream was very good, and the clam, it was just, they don't make that stuff anymore. It's a shame, because it was, it's interesting you tell that story, because it was what they were known for. At least that's what I went to them for. It's all I want. I sit at the counter, and I want clams and fries, and give me a vanilla shake.
Yep.
That was it. And why'd they go away? What happened?
Well, what happened is called McDonald's. McDonald's was much smarter, much more efficient of an operation.
But the food is no comparison.
Oh, absolutely not.
No comparison.
Absolutely not.
What a shame.
Yep.
All right. In a matter of moments, we're going to learn a little bit more about how you can make sure that where you are dining and what you are eating is healthy. It's Phil Leppert, the supermarket guru, supermarketguru.com. Connect with him. You find him all over the place at DougSteffen.com.
Are you tired of spending money for metal canning lids year after year? Then stop! Stop buying metal lids and get Tatler reusable canning lids. Made of USDA and FDA-approved food-grade plastic, Tatler canning lids let you safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single-use throwaways that contain BPA, but Tatler canning lids are indefinitely reusable and guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning and contain no BPA. Tatler lids are dishwasher safe, perfect for standard pressure or water bath canning, eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion, fit standard mason jars, and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders by phone at 877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's 1-877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com. Tatler Reusable Canning Lids, the original since 1976.
You know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health, and most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of most alkaline minerals available. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins and acid, helping you to regain your energy and health. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body to rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen, and raises the pH of your body to optimal levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
At 23 minutes past the hour, you're listening to the Good Day Weekend program. Phil Limpert is here, the supermarket guru, has a lot of food sense, food knowledge, and certainly you can go anytime to check out whatever it is that's going on. I particularly like, when I go to Phil's website, what I particularly like is the way that you review certain things, Phil's hits and misses. You can get them delivered straight to your inbox if you are at supermarketguru.com, a pretty easy thing to do. So we now have Anita Jones Mueller, who is an Mueller. Oh, Mueller, Mueller. Is this Miss Mueller, Miss Jones Mueller?
I go by either.
You do? Okay. Well,
I'm just going to call you Anita. I'm not going to get in trouble like Doug is.
I get myself in trouble because I remember Mueller's egg noodles.
Still around?
Are they still around? The name is spelled the same as yours, I think. So it could be. Oh. Mueller, Mueller.
They're actually owned now by the American Pasta Corporation out of Pennsylvania, who owns most of the major brands of pasta.
All right, so now, Phil, it's your job to save me from all of this.
Well, Anita, thanks for joining us, first of all. And, you know, Doug and I talked a few moments ago about what you're doing, which is working with restaurants across the country to give them the kids Live Well menu choices. So before we talk about what those choices are, give us the 101 on the state of affairs of kids' food on menus. Is it as bad as I think it is? Is it just the macaroni and cheese, the French fries? When I go to a restaurant and I see parents with their kids, you look at what these kids are eating. Oh, my God. You know, what they're doing in a restaurant is they're giving their kids food to shut them up so that they're not disturbing other people. So if the kid wants, you know, four things of French fries, they're going to give them the French fries just so that they don't annoy anybody. Is it am I just seeing that, or is it something that, you know, has you concerned as well?
Yeah, I think that's what Kids Live Well is really all about. It's an exciting program that was just launched, and it has two major goals. And one is to inspire restaurants to offer healthier kids choices, so choices that kids will love, but those choices have more fruits, vegetables, whole grains, lean proteins, low-fat or fat-free dairy, and, you know, limiting the sugar, the sodium, and the unhealthy fats. And then the second goal is to make it easy for parents to find those choices and easier for them to really entice their kids to enjoy those healthier choices.
Tell us, how bad are the menu choices now before Kids Live Well?
Well, I think, you know, we're definitely seeing a big change where now parents are wanting healthier choices. Some even kids are being, you know, highly educated now to want to have healthier choices. So really restaurants are rising to that challenge. When we launched Kids Live Well earlier this month, we had 15,000 restaurant locations that had already joined on to this program to offer healthier kids options through the Kids Live Well program. And so all of those choices are found on healthydiningfinder.com. So you can go onto the site, and there's a whole Kids Live Well platform now that shows the restaurants that are participating. We're already growing those like crazy. And then you can click on any restaurant's logo and then see the qualifying Kids Live Well choices.
I'm looking at this as a way to help parents. It seems to me a lot of mothers especially are interested in, I guess, their way around some of the things, and they're all so busy. Everybody's so busy. When we come back in a few minutes, I'd like you to bring us through, if you will, please, Anita. It's almost like going to Ding Dong School, and I apologize for that, but I think that if we do A, B, C, D, E, sometimes that's a good carryway, that's a good takeaway, because this certainly is, these are teachable moments. Isn't that the expression, Phil? No, I think it's all, they're teachable moments. So stand by for more on helping your children, maybe your grandchildren, 28 after the hour, and Good Day Weekend.
I'm in the I need cordless cutting shears to finish this vent work business.
At Granger, we know what business you're in.
I'm in the if you can help my business, then you'll get my business business.
The business of getting things done. That's why we offer over 900,000 products and the support you need to get your job done right and on time. Call, click Granger.com, or stop by one of our branches. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
Women move the world, and Caltrate helps move them.
I asked my gram to sponsor me in her walkathon.
And I said, okay, but she'd have to sponsor me back, because I'm walking too.
Caltrate provides the essential calcium that helps keep bones strong and muscles moving. Caltrate gives us 1,200 milligrams of calcium and 800 IU of vitamin D.
We'll do the full 5 miles.
And do it together.
Caltrate helps women keep moving, because women move the world.
Amdro Kills Ants presents the Household Ant Requiem.
If you find yourself shrieking in disgust because ants are invading the harmony of your clean kitchen and home, you need Amdro Kills Ants bait stations and stakes inside and outside your house. Amdro Kills Ants is a bait ants love, so they eat it and die. And that's a tune that'll keep your house humming. Find Amdro Kills Ants' entire line of products at a Lowe's near you.
On to round three. If a train leaves Spokane...
Schenectady by Saturday.
Correct. March comes before May. What's in my left pocket?
Half a mint and a rusty switchblade.
Correct.
Bam.
Who lets you watch TV episodes and movies instantly over the internet?
Ha-ha! Netflix!
Correct! Watch unlimited TV episodes and movies for only $8 a month from Netflix. See terms of use.
That is red!
I know. Can you put me down now?
Sorry.
I'm a hugger.
Half past the hour, Phil Lempert, the supermarket guru, with Doug Steffen. Good Day Weekend, 800-510-8255. If you want to join us and need to.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
OpticsPlanet.com is where discerning gun owners and outdoorsmen go to gear up. OpticsPlanet has the best selection of rifle scopes, red dots, night vision, holsters, bags, and tactical gear on the planet. With always low prices, free shipping on most orders, and expert customer service. Go to OpticsPlanet.com/GCN to get a free gift with purchase. That's OpticsPlanet.com/GCN. Or call 800-332-OPTICS. 800-332-6784.
Are you fed up with the Democrats and Republicans? Then listen up. Join American Third Position, a new political party formed to liberate the American people from the banksters who have overthrown the Republic. American Third Position advocates maximum liberty, limited government, and traditional morality. For more information, call 800-513-4928 or go to a3p.me, a3p.me. That's A, the number 3, P.me. It's time to take America back.
Big Berkey water filters are in high demand. Storable foods are also in high demand. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has always kept our focus on the Berkey water filter products, but increasingly, our customers have been asking for storable foods. After months of research, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com now offers great-tasting, long-lasting, storable foods. These ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches. All you do is just add water, and because they're sealed so well, they come with a 25-year shelf life. Combine our Berkey water filters, which are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water with our storable foods, and you have a winning combination. Remember, we offer free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today.
Energy, energy, and more energy.
We all need it. Get the energy you need quick through the powers of wild forest extracts. Wild chaga and birch bark are the secrets of the forest, used exclusively by Russian athletes. Wild chaga is the world's top source of superoxide dismutase, the critical enzyme that blocks the aging process. Chaga is good for your heart and even helps support healthy arteries. Wild birch extract is the top source of betulin, a natural sterol needed by every cell of the body. And healthy cells mean a healthy body and a more powerful you. No wonder it's known as a king of all herbs. Experience real energy and power like you've never dreamed possible. Take Chago Charge Tea with Wild Birch Bark every day and Chagamax capsules to get the energy you need.
You deserve it.
Order today by calling 877-817-9829. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
It is the weekend, the Good Day program. Phil Lempert and Doug Steffen are here to talk about your food, your eating, whether it's at the supermarket or you're going out to eat. In the case of our discussion going on now with Anita Jones-Muller, she is the president and founder of Healthy Dining, and it is aimed at helping parents. Anita, I must say this lovingly, as is the case with many things around today, what you've created here is brilliant. It does seem, though, all you need is to tap into a little common sense. Am I making this too simple?
I agree about the common sense, but clearly look around. Uh-huh. I mean, yes, it's common. We've known for 30 years that obesity rates are going up, that we're consuming too much sugar, fat, and sodium. So it's common sense, but we're not doing it.
No, we aren't.
Look at our kids. You know, I was on a plane yesterday back from Chicago, and I must have seen walking on the plane 30 kids aged probably from 5 to 12 that could barely get down the aisle.
Yeah. Yeah. It's an epidemic. And it's sort of like the compare, you know, all the political jargon, Anita, going back and forth about the haves and have-nots, and there's nobody in the middle. I think when it comes to size, there are big and there are normal, and there's nobody in the middle there either.
Could look at it that way. But I think that's really what Healthy Dining is all about. And so, first of all, we've had the Healthy Dining Finder website now for about 4 years, and that has primarily focused on adult healthy dining menu items at restaurants. So you can go onto the site and you can put in your zip code, and it will come up with all of the restaurants. We have 65,000 restaurant locations.
Now, Anita, are you developing the recipes for the restaurants?
No. How does the whole thing work?
Do they have to apply for the Healthy Dining logo, if you would, to be there, and you look at their recipes to confirm that they are healthy?
Right. That's exactly what we do. So the restaurants sign up for this program, and then our dietitians work one-on-one with each restaurant company and help them, and we identify the healthy dining options, so options that meet specific nutrition criteria, and then all of those options and the nutrition information is on healthydiningfinder.com.
Gotcha.
So really okay, gives you a
let's,
whole...
Let's talk about the Kids Live Well program.
Okay.
Tell
okay.
us about some of the options. What are some of the foods that a parent could see on a restaurant menu that fall under the Kids Live Well program.
Yeah. So I have to tell you, I have a 10-year-old, and I am really excited about how much she is really liking these healthy dining Kids Live Well items. So, and she's a tough one. She'll pick French fries over broccoli any day, and she'll pick, you know, the pizza and the macaroni and cheese over the lean chicken breast. But I've really been, you know, trying to entice her to eat these healthier meals, and she's really liking them. So,
give us some parents. You know, if we were all, if Doug and you and I went to a restaurant and we opened up that kids menu, what are we going to see on it?
Right. And this is all new. So in general, most of the items are featured on HealthyDiningFinder.com, and we're just getting them into restaurants' recipe or menus, and so that it's easier to find inside the restaurant. But you can certainly find them on HealthyDiningFinder.com. But so, for instance, at Chevy's Fresh Mex, we were just there, and they have a kitty chicken soft taco that comes with carrots and celery sticks and a sweet corn tomatillo. It also comes with 100% juice or fat-free milk. So that's something that she really likes.
So that's at Chevy's. Give us another example.
Chevy's. One that I was surprised about is Joe's Crab Shack, and they have snow crab for kids. And that's part of the Kids Live Well program.
But do kids even like snow crab?
Well, I was shocked that my daughter did. So I think that's one of the really great things about this is now start, you know, really opening the door to different tastes and different types of foods for kids.
Now, do they call it snow crab? Because that might freak out a whole bunch of kids. Right, Doug?
Yeah. I think that's, what's that?
I don't know. They also have grilled shrimp at Joe's Crab Shack. And then that comes with corn or applesauce or broccoli.
You know what you're fighting here, Anita? One of the things, and this is, you must know this, the media itself, especially the children's media, is all about the kids. If it's like anything else, the peer pressure that comes along, you have these continuing advertisements for certain types of cereal or certain types of restaurants. And so that's what the kids see, and it's just reinforced over and over and over and over again, which is certainly what the advertisers want. But the places that we're talking about and the foods that we're talking about aren't part of the normal routine. So as was suggested, I just light switch went off when Phil said what he just did. You know, what child knows about crabs?
Right.
They don't get crabs
they
at
do.
Home or crab meat at home.
But it freaks them out, you know, because they hear, you know, oh, that person has crabs or this or that. And it's just not one of these things that I think an average 10-year-old would want to eat. And look, you know, we're making inroads. Look at McDonald's announcement this past week that, you know, they're changing their Happy Meals.
Yes.
That, you know.
They're serving crab?
No. Sliced apples.
Ah.
Right. They're adding apples and then reducing the
French
size
fries,
of fries.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So all of these changes, I think we're just in a very, very exciting time now where more and more Americans, families are getting interested and educated in nutrition, and restaurants and supermarkets are really rising to that challenge.
I'm looking at this list, Anita, and Burger King is on it. I'm sorry.
Uh-huh.
There's something about Burger King, maybe even IHOP.
What is Burger King offering?
So Burger King now is offering the apple fries instead of the French fries, and they have the fat-free, low-fat milk. They have a breakfast muffin sandwich that meets the Kids Live Well guidelines, kids hamburger, along with the fries and the milk.
Not to be a pain here.
Go ahead,
Doug, this question is for you.
Yeah.
And, you know, Doug is a dairy farmer. My grandfather was a dairy farmer, so that's where I'm coming from on this.
Uh-huh.
You know, what you've said and the government has said and a lot of people is fat-free milk. I got to tell you something. I'm not a big fan of fat-free milk.
Nutritional value whatsoever.
Yeah,
milk in general doesn't have the processed pasteurized milk has basically zero nutritional value, and nobody wants to say that. It is garbage. You give your kids that stuff, there's nothing in it, and there's so many other things that are processed. It's the same as eating a processed hot dog.
But okay, bear with me for a second.
Yeah, excuse me. Go ahead.
That's okay. But I think that if you give a kid even the whole milk, that is processed and so on, not the raw milk that, that Doug sells.
Yeah, you're talking about 4%.
It's much more nutritious.
Yeah.
It's more satisfying to them. The mouthfeel is more satisfying. They want to eat less if they just have, you know, a 4 ounce or a 6 ounce glass of milk than some of the other things. And I see these kids with the fat free milk and I just shake my head because I don't think that's the right way to go. Hmm. But that's just my personal opinion, biased personal opinion.
Yeah. And I think with the kids live well, we're really recommending either the milk or the 100%. Fruit juice.
Better
rather than opposed to all of the other sugary
If you're eating, drinking all of the canned, carbonated, sugar-filled stuff, I mean, that's the preference,
That's what we're trying to get away from.
Yeah, right. All right, the website again is?
HealthyDiningFinder.com.
Yep, and the guide is to healthier children's restaurant meals, and a lot of National Restaurant Association members are helping make this work.
Right,
You might want to check this out if you want to find restaurants. It's too bad in a way. I don't want to sound like some old codger. Children, when they're exposed to things from the earliest years, whatever they're exposed to, that's what they grow up being used to. Even if there's a lot of advertising trying to pull them away from it, if you have your children eating broccoli from when they're very, very young, they'll probably like broccoli.
Right.
Or snow crab.
Yeah.
Right. And so that's what this is all about, is just making a, you know, steps forward for a healthier America.
Anita, thank you.
Thank you.
Nice to have you here. Anita Jones Mueller. Did we decide it was Mueller or Mueller?
What
did
I don't think she ever told us.
No. She said either was okay.
Yeah. But I got to tell you, I'm still stuck on the snow crab thing. I don't buy it.
Nah. It doesn't seem practical. You know, this week there was a story I saw about comfort foods and why they are so comforting. What do you think the reason is?
Well, I think that there's two things. Number one is, to your point of just a minute or so ago, these are foods that we had when we were growing up. So it brings back the emotions of a happier time or being with your grandmother or parents or whatever else. And also, a lot of comfort foods, the mouthfeel, again, macaroni and cheese.
Yeah.
I mean, have you ever seen anybody eating macaroni and cheese that wasn't happy?
I had some bad, interestingly enough, I had some bad macaroni and cheese. As a kid, I wouldn't eat it. I'd never eat it. Unless it's good and crispy and crunchy. It's off the top of the, if I can get it off the top of the cooking dish, then I'm happy to have it. But otherwise.
Interesting.
Yeah. It's now 18 before the hour. All right. Who's up next here, Phil?
Well, next, what we're going to do is we're going to talk about a program that First Lady Michelle Obama is involved with. The Super Value division of Save-A-Lot stores has decided that they want to go into what's called food deserts. We'll explain that in a second. Mm-hmm. And Mike Erlinson, who's the Vice President of Government Affairs for Super Value, is going to tell us how this is going to help change both from a nutritional standpoint and being able to offer especially fruits and vegetables to underprivileged communities.
Uh-huh. All right, maybe we should get a few eggs thrown in there if you'll, I don't know.
I got to tell you, I've had a craving for eggs all morning.
Have you?
Haven't had them yet. And they're an incredible way to start your day. And you boys heard that breakfast is the most important meal of the day. And a breakfast that contains eggs helps you to stay full longer and keeps you energized throughout the day. Eggs are a good source of all natural, high quality protein. And one egg has lots of essential vitamins and minerals for just 70 calories. And is inexpensive, just 15 cents each. Eggs are one of the most affordable sources of high-quality protein, and they deliver a big nutrient bang for your buck. So from America to Asia, from Massachusetts to New York, from Chicago to Santa Monica, eggs are celebrated around the world for their versatility, affordability, and nutrient density. Take a trip around the world without ever leaving your kitchen. Just visit the recipe section of IncredibleEgg.com. .org, the home of the incredible edible egg.
All right, I got a question.
Sure.
800-510-8255. Got a swell prize for the first person who can call us and tell us how many eggs American hens laid last year. In the billions.
That's an interesting one. I don't even know. I
thought
you were going to say how many eggs are in a dozen carton of eggs.
Yeah, right. That's about, depend on which, how you're counting them. All right, how many U.S. hens produced roughly how many billion eggs last year? 800 510-8255. It's in the, it, obviously it's in the billions. It's, the best number is between one and a number, one and another, if you get my drift. All right. Somewhere between one number and another will get the prize, but it's in the billions.
What's the prize? What's the prize?
The prize is some of our new e-food that we have. There's a really good
new e-food.
E-food. If you go to DougStefan.com, you'll see a, you can click on a button there that brings you to a way to get free food. We're distributing or interested in having people learn about this new kind of food. I'd be actually be interested in having you check it out, too. It's out of the space program. It's the stuff that's been produced that will last now for years and years. And it actually tastes quite good, and it's all organic, and it's like 60 cents a serving if you're buying it from the producer, processor, whatever they are. So I think we'll give some folks some of that. Give or take.
That's terrific. And also, a lot of that freeze-dried food has more nutrients and more nutrient density as well.
Right. Yeah, no, so that's it. So you can get some free, you can check it out at DougStefan.com. You can get some free food there. You have to pay for the shipping, and when you win the prize, you don't have to pay for anything. So that's the difference. We'll have some of that, if you will. The focus on food, the focus on your well-being, and we'll get to this connection between Mrs. Obama and the folks at Super Value, right? That's where the connection
Absolutely.
Is. Coming right up here on Good Day Weekend, Phil Lempert here at 13 before the hour.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold for your IRA? That's right. Gold has been available to be placed in IRAs since 1986. Yet still, the financial industry refuses to recognize the value of real hard assets for your retirement. The truth be told, gold and silver has outperformed paper investments like stocks, bonds, and CDs, yet no word about IRAs. Perhaps the financial institutions want to maintain control of your assets by keeping you in paper. If you'd like to take a look at gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low return on your paper investments. Call 800-686-2237. Make sure that you secure your future. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
I'm in the, we use 50 kinds of fasteners, and if we run low, we need more of them. Fast business.
At Grainger, we know what business you're in.
The more our customers grow, the more we grow business.
The business of getting things done. That's why we offer over 900,000 products and the support you need to get your job done right and on time. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by one of our branches. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Planning delicious, affordable, and nutritious meals for your family every day can be a challenge. The solution? Recipe.com, a new magazine and website with over 20,000 recipes and coupons for grocery stores in your area. Chef Colombe Jacobson, host of FoodNetwork.com's Conscious Cooking, has more.
Recipe.com is a new magazine and website from the publishers of Better Homes and Gardens, Ladies Home Journal, and Family Circle. It provides families with a trusted, friendly kitchen companion that helps them serve quick, easy, and delicious meals while also saving money. The recipes come from food experts, best-selling cookbooks, magazines like Food and Wine, The Food Channel, Tyler Florence, and other chefs. With Recipe.com, it's easy to search through 20,000 recipes to find the perfect one, and then find coupons and specials for the ingredients at your local grocery store. It's a great way to save time and money.
Coupons and specials are updated multiple times daily. For more information, visit www.recipe.com.
All right, 800-510-8255. Shirley is in Westchester County, New York. How many billions of eggs have the hens in America produced this past year, Shirley? What do you think?
I'm going to guess between 10 and 15 billion.
10 and 15 billion is a good guess. It's a little high, though. It's in the single digits, a little bit high.
I'm surprised.
But you thought it would be more than that, Phil?
Yeah, I would have said like 20 billion.
20 billion. No, not that
I'm
many.
Wrong.
Yeah,
wrong.
It is, but that's okay.
Shirley's closer than I.
We're learning through our experiences here. All right, let's find out. Hi, who's this?
It's Lauren.
Hi, Lauren. What do you think the number is?
For the year?
Yes.
I would say $50
billion. $50 billion is way too high. I said $20 billion is too high. You may not have heard it because you were dialing in. The number is under $10 billion. It's a single-digit number, although if you put the two numbers, it's between one number and another number, but one number would be close enough. What's the answer? Give us a buzz, 800-510-8255, 51 after the hour.
Meet Jerry D.
Hi.
Jerry and his family, like you, are very concerned about world conditions and have gathered many emergency preparedness items, including turtle tough shelters.
We have added two 24-foot turtle tufts to our supplies and feel very secure knowing our large family is ready for whatever the future may bring.
Turtle tough shelters are not tents. They are permanent yet portable four-season geodesic frame shelters that are as strong as a cabin at a fraction of the cost and are easy to set up, take down, and move anywhere. Available in two sizes. Get your Turtle Tough Shelter and accessories included at TurtleToughShelters.com. That's Turtle, T-U-F-F, Shelters.com. Or call 801-623-3288. That's 801-623-3288. Or see them online at TurtleToughShelters.com. Turtle Tough Shelters, your all-season home away from home.
Will I have garlic breath after I take Ali-C?
We get that question all the time about the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. And the answer is, Ali-C contains stabilized allicin, nature's antimicrobial agent, and the active ingredient in crushed garlic, but will not give you garlic breath. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies, using low doses of allicin greatly reduces the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Our powerful Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin. Just one tablet of Ali-C is equivalent to 40 garlic cloves. It's effective against asthma, MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections, and helps lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. Plus, it's a natural mosquito repellent. Boost resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 877-888-7126 or garlichealthproducts.com. Fight back with Ali-C.
Yep, likable fellow, that Phil Lambert. It's now 53 after the hour. Good Day Weekend program. In a moment, we're going to focus on a pretty interesting program, trying to find the answer to our trivia question about eggs. How many the layer hens, because there are two kinds of hens. One lays eggs, the other one is for meat. In essence, although when I was a kid, it didn't make any difference. The egg was finished. The chicken was done laying eggs. She became a
I don't want to hear this.
Roast.
I don't want to hear this.
Oh, you don't want to hear
this. It's Saturday morning. Yeah. Let's not kill about slaughtering chickens.
No,
come on.
Simple thing. All right, so how many eggs do the hens of America lay? Here's Marie in California. What's your guess, Marie?
Hi. I'm just guessing 4 billion.
4 billion, okay. Not the right number. Let's see. Greg, what's your guess?
Mine was 2.
2 billion, all right. Cindy, what's your guess?
I would say 5 to 8 billion.
5 to 8 billion. Well, you got to be more specific. It's because there's too much of a spread between 5 and 8.
Oh, I'm sorry. Okay.
It's all right.
That's 6 billion.
6 billion is the correct answer. Actually, it's between 6 billion and 7 billion. That's the number
awesome.
Of eggs produced this past year. Caged hens only. 97% of our eggs are produced that way. The rest are cage-free. There's free range and pasture. We ought to talk about that sometime because it's an interesting difference.
And, you know, there's more and more companies who are now announcing, like Hellman's Mayonnaise, that they're going to move to all cage-free eggs that they use in their mayonnaise.
Yep.
However, the reality is that if everybody went cage-free, we don't have enough land on this planet to have all these chickens running around. You have to get rid of the people.
We'll have chickens in our backyard everywhere.
Chickens.
Right.
Exactly.
I sell free-range. We sell both organic and free-range chickens, I mean eggs from chickens at my dairy farm, and the free range blows out the door at twice what the organic is.
Well, I think that's a much better quality taste.
yeah. to free range versus right. organic.
All right, so Cindy, hold on a second. We'll take care of you. If you'd like some of that food that we're talking about, the e-food, if you go to the friend bar at DougStephan.com, click on friends, you'll see a list there for e-foods. You can find out how to get free food by going and clicking that button again in the friend section at DougStephan.com. So here we have Mike Erlandson. Let us say hello to him. And Phil, let's get to what it is that we want to have people know from him.
This is second only to free food. What Mike and Save-A-Lot is doing is working very closely with the White House to put Save-A-Lots in neighborhoods that don't currently have supermarkets, where you have these communities where you have to go and you get ripped off in these little bodegas and so on, and the food isn't as fresh, and certainly there's no produce. So, Mike, welcome to Good Day, and tell us about the program, where it is now, and where it's going to be.
Well, it's great to be with you, and it's not often you get to play second fiddle to a caged chicken, but I'm happy to join you all the same this morning.
You're not dressed up in your chicken suit?
Yeah, exactly. No, Super Value is excited to have joined with the First Lady at the White House and the Partnership for a Healthier America a week ago. Our commitment to them is to develop 250 of our Save-A-Lot stores across this country in areas that you described that are commonly referred to as food deserts. You know, these areas are areas that people lack access to fresh fruits and vegetables and meats, these sorts of things. You know, Save-A-Lot happens to be a format that's a smaller grocery store with a limited assortment. In other words, almost all the products are Save-A-Lot products. We offer those on average 40% less than what the cost is in a traditional grocery store. And so in these communities, it's really just a perfect fit, and we're excited about the partnership and as we really grow Save-A-Lot across the country with the goal of having 2,400 total stores by 2015.
Now, Mike, you know, I want to point out something that's important, and Doug and I have talked about this before. We've heard a lot about supermarkets going into food deserts. Now, a lot of them don't work, and in fact, there's a report that just came out about a week or so ago, maybe 2 weeks ago, that shows that taking a traditional 40,000 square foot supermarket and plopping it down in one of these areas, it's not satisfying the need, which is why what you're doing with the Save-A-Lot format, in my opinion, is right on target, because it's not these 40,000 square foot stores. It doesn't have all these, you know, shampoos and health and beauty that these people don't even want. And that's why what you're doing is just so smart.
And in the interest of time, you know what we ought to do, because this isn't fair to Mike. We ought to have him come back as this thing is progressing and help us understand. He can describe the areas and how the progress is. This is going to be something that actually sounds like it's going to be fairly quick. So we support you, Mike, and want to have more information. This is going to help a lot of people around the country who need to be able to buy food at the right price. So thank you.